AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Russian forces are making their way to Kyiv in Ukraine.
What we also have seen is Ukrainians resisting quite effectively around Kyiv and continuously. They have made it a tough slog for the Russians to move further south.
Russian air and sea nuclear forces had been put on high alert following President Vladimir Putin's weekend order. Kirby says that wasn't necessary.
Mr. Putin still has at his disposal significant combat power. He hasn't moved all of it into Ukraine, but he's moved the majority of it. He still has a lot that he hasn't moved into Ukraine.
There was a round of talks between Ukraine and Russia today. No agreement was reached. The United Nations General Assembly opened an emergency meeting with a plea from Ukraine for help.
Ukraine's UN Ambassador Serhiy Kislytsa told the 193 member nations that they must respond to Russia's aggressions, and if his country is crushed, international peace and democracy are in peril.
Ukraine, that is paying now the ultimate price for freedom and security of itself and of the world.
Russia's UN ambassador Vasily Nebenzia says his country didn't start this and their defense of two breakaway areas in eastern Ukraine is being distorted.
Russia is seeking to end this war.
The draft resolution the UNGA votes on later this week demands Russia immediately stop its attacks on Ukraine, according to a copy obtained by the Associated Press. I'm Julie Walker.
Social media video from Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv, shows residential areas being shelled. Starting March 12th, school kids in California, Oregon, and Washington will no longer be required to wear masks as part of new indoor mask policies. The Democratic governors of all three states made a joint announcement today. This is AP News. Thousands of Ukrainian refugees are getting out of their country and they're being welcomed. But critics say in the past, other refugees have not received the same greeting.
Leaders of countries like Poland, Hungary, Bulgaria, Moldova and Romania have welcomed Ukrainians fleeing the violence of a Russian invasion. Whilst the hospitality has been applauded, it has also highlighted the stark differences in treatment given to refugees and migrants from the Middle East and Africa. Bulgarian Prime Minister Kirill Petkov called the Ukrainian refugees different because they were, as he described, European and educated and intelligent. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban changed his tone from refusing any migrants entry in December to letting everyone in from Ukraine now. Critics are calling such language and behavior a mix of racism and Islamophobia. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Georgia Senate passed a bill that would do away with the need for a license to carry a handgun in public. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.